Let's speak now to the other lawmaker who was expelled. Tennessee State Representative Justin Jones is on the line. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I guess I misidentified you just now. I should say former Tennessee State Representative. Is that right?
That is correct, because of the actions of the Republican supermajority here in Tennessee.
Well, let's put this right on the line. You did break the rules. There doesn't seem to be any doubt about that. And I guess we could characterize this as an act of civil disobedience. Part of civil disobedience is taking the consequences of it. Is this not the natural consequence of what you did?
This is not the natural consequence. This is the most extreme reaction that we saw. This is a very dangerous precedent for democracy. For a rule, a breach of decorum, our colleagues expelled us. This is only the third time in Tennessee history that the House of Representatives has expelled its members, and the other times involve criminal or unethical activity, but we were expelled for a breach of decorum, but in reality, we were expelled for obedience to our oath of office to speak for our constituents and to make sure that our dissent and protest is marked for the journal when we see an action that is injurious to the people.
What did you hope and expect to happen when you went up to the podium at the front of the House chamber and spoke?
So, well, the next day the speaker already stripped my committees from me. He turned off, you know, had my ID badge to the building turned off, even though I was still a representative at the time. Shut off my parking privileges to park at the legislature. And so that was the reaction that we saw. But then because the speaker falsely mischaracterized our nonviolent, peaceful protest and solidarity with the people as an insurrection, he escalated the situation, not only against us, but against those thousands of young people at the Capitol who were protesting, simply saying that they want to live in the days following a mass shooting here in Nashville. And I represent a part of Nashville, so our community is grieving. There's trauma here. People are calling for action. And the first action we get from the Tennessee General Assembly is to expel members for calling for common sense gun laws.
I guess we should remind people that the context here is a mass shooting in Nashville that left 3 students and 3 adults dead. But what was it that you were hoping the Tennessee legislature would do in response to your protest?
We hope that they would listen to the young people who were gathered there. We've had the largest protest in Nashville in the past 10 years in Nashville going on right now. Thousands of people, students, parents, teachers, grandparents, concerned community members here at the Tennessee Capitol. And the speaker refused to let them be heard. He refused to let us even talk about the issue of gun violence on the House floor that week. Anytime we brought it up, our microphones were cut off. We were ruled out of order. And so we did not have even a venue to voice the grievances of our community. And so we had no other choice but to do something out of the ordinary and to try and stand in solidarity with disrupting business as normal, because business as normal was sticking our head in the sand when our children are dying.
We've already heard the allegation that race played a role in this because 2 black lawmakers, including you, were expelled, and a white lawmaker who was also involved in the protest gets to stay. Our correspondent Blaise Gainey in Nashville adds another dimension to this, saying that you are two black lawmakers under 30 who were outspoken, and he says you'd been outspoken on a number of issues. Did your youth and the rest of your tenure in office have something to do with this?
I mean, that's absolutely correct. We're the 2 youngest black lawmakers. I'm 27, Representative Pearson's 28, and so we represent, you know, the voices of our generation, and race that most definitely, and I think Representative Johnson said it, you know, when she was not expelled and I was expelled, you know, that was the first 2 cases heard, the news media laughed, and she said, I think it's because of skin color. Representative Cameron Sexton has trafficked in racial rhetoric and racism, and so we know that this is the consequence of a body that wants to suppress not just our votes, but the votes of our districts, which are majority black and brown. I represent one of the most diverse districts in Tennessee, and so now those 78,000 people have been silenced.
You accuse the speaker there of racism. We'll certainly reach out to him to get his perspective on that. But I want to ask you in the moment we have left. I've studied legislatures. I've studied the history of Congress a little bit, and there have been many occasions where a lawmaker gets in trouble with their colleagues. And one thing that they may do is go home and run the next election, the special election to replace them even. And sometimes the people will send them right back again, and they demand their seat back. Do you intend to do that?
we are looking at all options right now. I know the city council gets to make a special appointment to this seat, and the council has called a special meeting, and I know that a lot of the council members here are saying that they're going to reappoint me. Now the question will be, will Speaker Cameron Sexton allow us to be seated, or will he once again try and subvert the will of voters?
If the city council, which gets to make the choice in this case, sends you back, will you go back and demand your seat?
Most definitely. I will demand the voice from the 78,000 people who I represented.
Justin Jones, state representative, former state representative from Tennessee, who was expelled by the Republican-led House of Representatives yesterday. Thanks very much for your insights. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.